اعوذ باللہ السمیع العلیم من الشیطان اللعین الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی النبی الامی وعلی اہل بیتہ الطیبین الطاہرین المعصومین المظلومین اما بعد فقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم افضل اعمال امتی انتظار الفرج. Respected scholars, human rights activists, honorable guests, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of our national organization, Muslim Congress, I welcome honorable Mrs. Cindy Corey, the mother of dear Rachel Corey, and Mrs. Media Benjamin, chairperson of Court Pink, and Professor Kevin Barrett and Professor John Morrow. We salute late Rachel Corey for her great service to humanity and especially for the cause of innocence of occupied Palestine. May Rachel Corey rest in peace. She is a hero of United States. We salute the valuable work and relentless efforts done by Honorable Ms. Meda Benjamin and her Court Pink for our community. Our community is a better place because of you and your service. May God bless you and your loved ones. It is my pleasure, honor to welcome all of you to the 12th Muslim Congress Conference. Since it was founded in 2005, Muslim Congress has played a very important role in promoting true Islam. This conference offers a unique opportunity for the entire Muslim community to come together to interact, learn, and build hope for the future. We are proud to have been able to bring together some of the top speakers from around the globe. This is the time to prepare our youth with the skill they need to change the world. People across the country and around the world are practicing true Islam without fear. They are promoting love, compassion, tolerance, justice, and peace for all. They are making a real change at the local, national, and global level. This year's theme is Imam al-Mahdi Ajjallahu Faraja, the awaited savior of humanity. We will focus on understanding the importance of our faith and recognizing our responsibility during the cultivation of our Imam. Imam Mahdi is alive on divine command. His cultivation is one of Allah's secrets. He is an extension of the mission of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He is the son of Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam and the progeny of Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. The Islamic tradition describes the details of his birth, his occultation, and what will occur with his return. Jesus, peace be upon them, will descend from heaven. He will perform prayer behind the Imam, and together they will fight to establish justice on earth. He will fill the earth with justice as it is filled with tyranny and oppression. His imamat and leadership will continue till the day of judgment. He will spread Islam to all corners of the world. The reappearance of Imam Mahdi Ajjallahu Faraja is a mirror which reflects the peak of perfection of true Islam. He is hidden from the eyes of the people, but he is aware of their conditions. As Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Afzalu a'mal ummati intizar al-faraj, the best act of my nation is to await the reappearance." Those who are waiting for the Imam of our time are restless. They are preparing for his arrival by improving themselves and inviting others to change for the better. When he arrives, disbelief and hypocrisy will be uprooted from the face of the earth. Justice, equity, and brotherhood will be the order of the day. Whatever oppression we are witnessing in any form will be destroyed. Dear friends, we are living in a world where might is right, not right is might. We are playing politics on the dead bodies of human beings. We are using words like freedom, justice, and peace, but these words have lost their meanings. We use the dictionary that serves our interests and our allies' interests first. Iraq, Palestine, Bahrain, Syria, Yemen. Zionists have been stealing land, building settlements, and slaughtering Palestinians on a daily basis. This year, under the Obama administration, a deal was reached that Israel will receive up to $40 billion over a 10-year period, the largest sum of aid in history from our taxpayer money, which we can use education, healthcare, and social reform. So many things we can do. These same interests have led to the destabilization of the Middle East in the name of democracy. The world is well aware of the refugee crisis due to the situation in Syria. Takfiri groups are destabilizing the entire humanity. They butcher anyone who opposes them, regardless of religion, sect, age, or gender. These same groups were called heroes by some politicians when they were in Libya are now ISIS in Syria and Daesh in Iraq. In Iraq, those groups serve to divide the country into portions based on religious sects and ethnicity. Division, contrary to what some politicians believe, is not the solution to Iraq's crisis. It will only serve to fuel more hatred, not only in Iraq, but all over the globe. This type of action builds walls, not bridges. In Bahrain, the majority are suffering under Al Khalifa. This tyrannical regime revokes the citizenship of anyone who dares to criticize them or who demand basic freedom. Recently, they revoked the citizenship of the highest religious Shia authority in Bahrain, Sheikh Isa Qasim. Many journalists, scholars, such as Sheikh Al Salman, ordinary citizen, and all others suffering in prison, you know. With the support of Al Saud, the Arab Zionists, Al Khalifa, continues to torture and suppress Bahrainis. The world powers are silent because it is not in their interest to support the oppressed people of Bahrain. A similar situation is ongoing in Yemen. Since March of 2015, Al Saud and their allies have been bombing Yemen on a regular basis. Major arms producing countries have been selling them weapons with the knowledge they will be used in Yemen. These weapons are being used to commit war crimes. According to a UN report, the Saudi-led coalition was responsible for 60% of child deaths and injuries in the Yemen conflict last years. The UN had originally blacklisted Al Saud, but Ban Ki-moon removed their name after Al Saud threatened to stop all funds. What use does this organization serve when they only cater to those that line their pockets? Al Saud extend their reach beyond Arab nations. Their influence on the Nigerian government and army led to the massacre where the military killed hundreds of Sheikh Zakzaki followers, three of his sons, and arrested him and his wife. We demand the unconditional release of Sheikh Zakzaki and his wife. In Pakistan, the situation grows worse every day. Takfiri groups are dividing a nation once founded on unity between religious sects. Thousands of Shia and other minorities, particularly professionals, have been picked off one by one. To try to highlight this issue, Hujjat Islam Allama Raja Nasir Abbas has been on a hunger strike for over 80 days. Meanwhile, the government has no interest in finding a solution as they have personal ties with these groups. With the current situation around the globe, Islam has come under fire. These terrorist groups serve the interest of the enemies of Islam and humanity. We must condemn these groups, but also those who created and fund them. Their motive is to defame Islam. Takfir is a mentality that lacks respect for all human beings. It has many names: Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Jabhat al-Nusra, Daesh in Iraq, Zionists, and Crusaders. The name can be different, but the ideology is the same. Therefore, we have a duty as human beings to promote love and tolerance. We call for everyone to come to the defense of oppressed people wherever they are, regardless of their religion, ethnicity, color, or race. By coming together, we can remove this grave threat to our way of life and leave a safe world for our children. We have confidence because true Islam is the permanent hope of mankind. Our Lord is the guarantee of justice and peace. From all of you, I ask patience in the difficult endeavor of securing our faith and families. Muslim Congress mission is precisely to encourage Muslims in North America to maintain their identity as confident followers of Islam and not to compromise their faith. A practicing Muslim must be a role model for the community and not be influenced by external factors that may distract a person from his or her faith. To aid in this mission, we have various projects and services available throughout the year. Hayat 360 for women, regional camps, pre-Hosa online classes, scholarship, interest-free loans, heavenly match, and others. For all these projects, we need your support. We need dedicated and hardworking volunteers from all walks of life who can be effective in promoting our goals and objectives. The purpose of this conference is to provide an atmosphere for our community to understand their responsibility to the Imam of our time. Our responsibility lies in preparing the circumstances for his reappearance and playing our part in his mission. I am honored to stand here with the believing men and women of our community of faith. I am proud to be here with active members of Muslim Congress. Thank you for your service. I appreciate the scholars, the guests, and activists who are joining us this weekend. This would not have been possible but for the tireless work of our hardworking volunteers and the sincere board of directors who have supported the leadership of the ulama. We are fortunate to have a superb team. Over the next 2 days, let's meet with one another and let's discuss ideas for moving forward. I hope that in the course of this conference, we will be able to engage in constructive dialogue. I humbly urge all attendees to fully participate in the conference by taking advantage of each other's company, and especially the scholars and guest speakers. May Allah keep you, your children, and your families in the best of health and faith. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.